Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I'm grateful that you're joining me today. And today I have a special guest joining me. Her name is Madeline. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
Hi. Madeline emailed me about an issue she is having, and I would like to read a bit out loud so we can get a feel for where she's at and where we will be going this call. So this is the first time today, is the first time I've ever spoke to Madeline, and she was brave enough to come on my show for the very first time. So thank you so much, Madeline. I feel like Madeline's issue is one of those things that is really going to help other people. So thank you, Madeline.
Yep.
So Madeline is very clear about her problem, and she is very correct in that many people have the same issues. So she wrote me and said, I have always been really conscious of my weight growing up, but now looking back at pictures for when I quote unquote thought I was fat, I can see that I was the smallest that I've ever been. So it really wasn't about how my body looked in the first place. I've always tried to lose weight, and I would do it well for the first few weeks or months, but I would always gain it back. And I know lots of other people have issues with this. I think I have emotional roots that manifest as extra weight. And when the eating healthy and exercise comes from a place of self-hate, it will always come back. So she says, I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I love all the tools you give about expanding our energy and how to manifest anything we can dream. And it feels like I have endless possibilities, but when I look in the mirror and I get stuck in that self-hate loop, which I love that you really could identify that, just saying.
Yeah.
And she says, I feel very helpless. I want my body to be a physical representation of how awesome my body feels. I know that I want to start looking in the mirror and loving myself, but I have no idea where to start. I know I need to clear some stuff, but I don't know what it is or how to even go about doing it. So that's very, very, very clear. So thank you so much for that, Madeline.
Yeah.
So today we're going to kind of really dive into that. Where is that self-hate loop? I feel like so many of us go into that continuous judgment of who we are and why we don't look like what we want to look like, right? Or what we feel like we should look like. And we really go to that place where we really feel helpless about it. So thank you so much for sharing all of that. I really, truly appreciate the vulnerability you have here to join us live on the call. So to get started here, let's go ahead and expand out. So let's take some nice deep breaths. And if you've never expanded out before, basically what we're going to do is we're going to expand out our beings, not our bodies. So we're going to allow our beings to expand. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the room that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down. And all the way up. And as big as the building that you're in, all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. So Madeline has never worked with me in any capacity. This is really the first time that me and Madeline have talked. So Madeline, if I can, as we're expanding here, you've been listening to the radio show. So can you tell me, do you feel like you have a firm understanding of what expanding is? Can you feel the expanding in your being when we go through it with the radio show?
Yeah. So for me, this was like a whole brand new thing when I first started listening to your radio show. And, when I actually did your money polling classes, like I think it was last year. And that was when I was first exposed to the expanding. And I've always been like really spiritual and visual, and I'm like really good at seeing things. And for me, it was so easy. It was just instant. Like, I can listen to your words, and for me, it just happens. So I always see a color, like I see my being as a color, and it just like flows over, you know, the state that I'm in. And then when I take a deep breath in, I push it down. And when I breathe in, I pull it up. And then, you know, the next breath, I'll push the color out even further. And it was always just so easy for me. But I love that technique. I really do. That was the first time I've ever done that. And I've done it almost every day since.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to keep going. We're going to go as big as the state that we're in. All the way out, all the way down, and all the way up. That's super cool. I know sometimes people have problems, and other times it's really easy. So thank you for sharing that. And we're going to go ahead and go out as big as the country that we're in. All the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And as big as the planet that we're on. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Becoming one with everyone and everything. In the universe. In the multiverse, multiple universes. Times that by million, times that by million, times that by million, times that by million, all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. Yeah, all the way out, 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 all the way out. Expanding is such a amazing way to really be able to connect to the space of who you be and really provide yourself, your being with change. And so expanding is one of those things that I always recommend you do at least once a day. If not, you can do it several times a day. The more you do it, the more you get used to being space. Now, Madeline, since you were just sharing about expanding, have you found that you've been able to be different in your world, in your reality, in your daily life when you started expanding?
Yes, because I was always taught to do the protecting, you know, like put up mirrors so everything reflects off, and, you know, or like put up your barriers so that you can't, you know, people can't hurt you or stuff like that. And then that was always so tough for me. Like, it was very hard to do that. But then when I did the expanding, I was like, oh, I instantly loved it. Like, this is something that works so well for me because, you know, I mean, you've talked about the difference between protecting yourself and expanding a lot. And that resonates with me so well.
Awesome. Do you find it's easier to be like out in public, around other people?
I was always like really panicked when I go out in public. If there's a large crowd, I would either cancel and not go, or I would go and like be on edge the whole time, or I'd have to like stand off to the side. But now I can go travel by myself. I've been to the Atlanta airport, which is, you know, the biggest airport in the country, and I'm fine. I'm walking around. I'm not stressed out. I don't have anxiety about anything. It's just everything is so much easier now.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, go you. Very cool.
Yeah.
I love how that happens. I love how much more space when you get into that more space of you, how it just to function in this world. So thank you.
Yeah, it's like you're more fluid now, where before I was like this hard little ping pong and I was just like, you know, bouncing off everybody. But now I'm just, you know, just let it flow through. It doesn't even matter.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. So today we're gonna look at these patterns of this self-help, or this self-hate loop. Mm-hmm. And really that energy of feeling helpless about your body. So as we kind of look at this, Now, I know it doesn't come from this place for you where it's like you hate yourself, because I know you have that inner confidence, right? I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can feel that, and I can even hear that in your voice, how you have this like confidence in who you be. Tell me, I'm just going to kind of go all the way through this. So tell me, when you look at, even in the words of the self-hate loop, what does that look like for you? What does that sound like in your head?
For me, it's like usually when I like look in the mirror in the morning and, you know, I wake up and I feel so great, and then I get ready and I look in the mirror and I don't feel like I look like this. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense. I don't feel like my body represents how I feel on the inside, and there's just such a disconnect from my inner being and then my outer body. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I just, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. It's like, oh, like, ew, look at my stomach, or look at my arms, or, you know, all of my chins, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, I do that every day. And then when I go out in public, I'm like, oh my gosh, like everyone's looking at me. Everyone's looking at my, you know, my busted can of biscuits on my back, or, you know, my arms don't look right in this shirt, or, you know, stuff like that, where I don't want to be doing that, but it just, it happens over and over, and it's constant, it's every day. And I've just, these past few weeks, I've just been fed up with it. I know that it's not helping me do anything about it, and I'm done with it. But I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to stop it, or, you know, where it even comes from, but I'm not here to try to figure it out. I just want it to stop.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I know that was probably hard to share.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. I want to go to that first sentence that you said. When I look in the mirror, I feel like the outside isn't, like, I'm not supposed to look like this. Or you said something to that effect. I'm just going to look at that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
More space, more space, more space, more space, more space. It was interesting when you said that. It was almost like I could feel like somewhere in there, there's a structure and a construct in and around. I can't quite put my finger on exactly what that is, but it's almost like I don't belong here. Have you always felt like you don't really necessarily belong here in this reality?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to pull that all the way through and all the way through and all the way through and all the way through. And that's a very common thing that I feel like all of us, that if you're listening to this radio show, you've probably struggled with that same feeling of, I don't belong here. Like, this isn't, I don't understand this reality. This reality doesn't make very much sense to me. How come some people it's so easy for them and it's so hard for me? And what is that? And I'm just going to go all the way through that, and all the way through that, and all the way through that, and all the way through that. All the structure, constructs, adaptations, and mutations. In and around all of that. All of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Stay pressy, 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 pressy. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Now, there's a story that I often share, and this is one of the first stories that I share in my membership portal, is really this kind of this idea that, okay, so if you have this inner knowing that you don't really belong here, that this isn't really, you know, this isn't, let's say, your home reality, right? I like to look at it like, okay, so Madeline, I'm going to kind of walk you through this here for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that feeling of not belonging here, I'm just going to see here, where can we start with this? Okay, so with having that inner awareness there, so if you can identify, where exactly do I want to start with this story? There's so many parts and pieces to it. I'm just trying to kind of look for the short form. So mm-hmm. if we look at it like, I talk about this actually in my book as well, right? And I know that you read the book, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I talk about not necessarily being from here, right? And understanding that this reality, so I like to look at it like it's a big apple pie, right? This reality, mm-hmm. this universe is actually just one little piece of an apple pie. So I'm going to say it's one little slice of an apple pie. And then there's this big, huge apple pie where there's all these other realities. There's all these other universes. And within that apple pie, if we look at that apple pie right now, and we can kind of get a heavy on light. So if we look at that apple pie, this universe is one piece of apple pie. And I don't even mean like a whole slice. I mean like one little piece of apple of the apple pie. And then we look at this big, huge apple pie, and we look at all the universes. So how many universes? And I just want everybody to feel this in their body. So if we look at this big apple pie, and we say all of the universes that exist out there are within this apple pie, are we looking at more than 20,000 universes or less than 20,000 universes? And I just want everybody to feel that in their body for a minute. So truth, is there more than 20,000 universes or less than 20,000 universes? So Madeline, do you have a heavier light on that? In your body, can you feel which one feels heavy and which one feels light there?
Yeah, I have lightness in more than.
More than, right? More than mm-hmm. 20,000 universes. So let's just all feel that for a moment. Okay, so if there's potentially more than 20,000 universes, how many of those universes would you be from? So I don't want anybody to come up with a number. What I want to do here is I want to look at what feels lightest for you. So truth, are you from this universe's piece of apple pie, a sliver of the apple pie? So like maybe let's say even a third of the apple pie. Are you from half of the apple pie? Or are you from the whole pie? More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Now, Madeline, do you have a lightness on which one of those feels light for you?
Yeah, the whole pie.
The whole pie. So just think about that for a moment. And some of you may be listening and think, okay, well, maybe not the whole pie feels light for me, but at least half the pie feels light for me. So no matter what, right, you're from more than just this universe. And that's partly why I do the expansion exercise, right? Because I want us to get into that true space of who we be instead of this small, limited reality where if you're listening to this radio show, I can tell you, you probably feel like you don't even fit here. And that just contracts you more and more and more, right? So when you get into that large space of this universe, right? Now, one of the things that I like to play in, especially in I have these audios in the membership portal. I talk a lot about, okay, so if you're this big, huge, infinite being and you're from more than 20,000 universes, like what in the world are you doing here in this reality being all locked up and limited, right? And for me, it really looks like there's a reason that we came here. There's a reason that we came here to this reality. And many of us, and I'm sure you included, Madeline, this isn't your first rodeo here, right? You've been and mm-hmm. done this reality potentially many, many, many times. And the thing is you've probably never, ever felt comfortable within the body that you had. I'm just going to kind of vortex that through. As we're going through this story, what we're doing is we're going to give our body more space to be comfortable here, okay? So instead of trying to fit our body into this reality, we can give it more space to be the true space of what it is. So we're just going to go all the way through that. So when I look at like, and I can tell you that I went through the same exact thing. When I started really looking at the awakening process and you know, myself and like what's going on here and why do I feel this kind of this disdain for this reality, right? I really had to work through all of these places and spaces where I felt like I didn't belong here. And I've always had this knowing that, and I talk to people all the time. I just had a conversation the other day with someone and we got really deep with, she was talking about, you know, all of these memories she's had from other universes and other realities. And I think it kind of varies for all of us. Some of us have deep memories of being somewhere else, and other of us have this inner knowing about it, but maybe not the physical memories of it. And so I'm just connect us to those places and spaces of who we used to be and open up that inner knowing of who we were. So when I look at why we're here, it's kind of a long story for me, but mostly it looks like we came here on a mission to learn the concepts and the constructs within this reality. Now, we all know that we're going through the awakening period, right? We're going through this amazing transformation where we're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And what we're actually experiencing now is this waking up of all of these places where we've bought into constructs and structures and things, I'll say, in this reality that don't actually truly work for us. I'm just going to expand this out a little bit more and give us more knowing, more knowing, more awareness, more awareness. So as we're moving through this reality, what we're actually experiencing right now is this awakening of who we be. And I want to kind of mold these two together. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And I'm just going to do a clearing here. All the shaky stupidity on consciousness, anti-consciousness, energy fog around all of this. All of this, all of that, and 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 all of that. Everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. So, I'm sorry, I'm kind of going all over. I'm just trying to follow the energy here and give you more space. But basically, what I wanted to say here is, okay, so we came here. We all agreed to come here, and this is kind of my personal viewpoint. We agreed to come here, and we agreed to come here because we wanted to play in these lower levels of polarity that have existed in this reality. And I know a lot of us would say, why in the world would I come here and be locked up and limited? Well, if you're this big, huge, infinite being from all of these universes, right? You came here to be locked up and limited because this is a learning experience. We've all been learning. We've been learning how to have a body. We've been learning limitation. We've been playing in structures and constructs that are available nowhere else. And so I want to unlock that information in each and every one of us so we can have more space here, more space here, more space here, more space here. I think probably the most freeing information that I got to when I was really looking at this, when I really started my journey here, was there is going to come a point in this reality where we are going to unlock enough of our being that we never actually have to recycle back into this area of polarity again. Yeah, and when I got to that information for myself, it gave me such a space of relief. When I knew that I didn't ever have to be embodied in this much lack and limitation again. What I feel like is at the core of what you were saying, Madeline, about, you know, I don't understand this body, or I know you didn't use those exact words, but that's what I heard from you. It's like,
yeah,
this body doesn't make sense to me, and I can't figure out how to make it work or how it to look like, what I desire it to look like, because it looks completely different than what you as an infinite being can identify with who you are. And so I'm just
I was nervous to email you because it feels like such an arbitrary thing to be talking about, like, oh, like, I don't feel right in my body, like, I want to lose weight, or, you know, whatever it is for people. I just felt like it was such a, not like a minuscule thing, but I feel like there's so many bigger things to be worrying about than, like, what I look like. So that's why I was so nervous to email you, but yeah, everything you're talking about is making perfect sense.
Yeah, because it's not really truly about the fact that you don't necessarily like the way that your body looks. It's more that you're trapped in a body that doesn't make sense to you, right? This is not how your being perceives who you are. You're not this this locked up and limited body. That totally gives me the chills. More space, 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 more space. And all the structures, constructs, adaptations, and mutations that are keeping you cycling and not understanding this body. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Say press, 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 say press. And where is everywhere that you've been programmed to not like bodies? That right there. Keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And everywhere you've aligned and agreed with that, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, resisted and reacted to that. Defended for and defended against. Righteous for and righteous against. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where's all the technologies, Black Widow technologies, and magics keeping you looping in that self-hate? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. Where's all the Renicky's commands and booby traps that are keeping you cycling and hating your body? That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And where's everywhere that these are known, unknown, unknowable, spoken, unspoken, unspeakable. Seen, unseen, unseeable, touched, untouched, untouchable, detected, undetectable, unconscious, anti-conscious, and energy fog. Those right there, keep going all the way down, 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 all the way down. Everything, all of those are, can we just choose to remove all of those from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, press, 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 press. Now, as we kind of let that energy kind of shift and change here, I know that you said it feels helpless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to kind of go into that structure for a moment. Where's everywhere that you are not allowed to change this? Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Just going to go all the way out and 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 all the way out. All the stacks, stringers, hooks, implants, and triggers in and around all of that, everywhere you can't choose that, everywhere you can't change that, everywhere you're not allowed to change that, everywhere you're not allowed to have peace. Everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes, and can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm just going to kind of lower that down a little bit so we can get into the peace and ease of having a body. I feel like I want to go back to a time. How old were you? Can you first remember? I feel like you were pretty young. Was it maybe like 7, 8 years old when you first started really feeling like you were uncomfortable in your body? Or that you can remember feeling uncomfortable in your body?
Yeah, it was around first grade-ish. Okay. So, like, yeah, probably 6 or 7. And then I was cleaning out one of the boxes that I have of, like, all my old yearbooks and stuff. And I found one from kindergarten, and I had scribbled my face out.
Aww.
Of all the pictures.
Aww. Just gonna go through that, go through that, go through that, go through that, go through that. And everything, all of that is right there. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose it now.
I just want to lift some of that energy for you and give you more space, more space, more space, more space. We just really want to shift this energy for you so you don't have to carry that heaviness around about your body any longer. Your body is here to be your guide. It's here to take you on this journey of embodiment. Right there, more space, more space, more space, more space. I'm going to settle that all the way down and all the way through and all the way down and all the way through and all the way down and really going up into ease all the way down there. Where's all the structures, constructs, adaptations, and mutations in and around that energy right there? Let's go all the way through that and all the way through that and all the way through that and all the way through that. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
I'm just going to vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. It's interesting doing this live on my radio show with someone that I've never worked with before, because this would be kind of where we would go on the first session, so we can really start clearing out a lot of these places where you're internalizing this energy as something that's yours when it's really just universal concepts and like bigger structures that you're kind of stuck in. So we are kind of just moving a lot of energy here. And what this really should do for you, Madeline, is it should start giving you, number one, more peace in your body. So you don't feel like you're fighting against, because that's a big thing here, is what I'm really kind of looking at releasing here, is this place where you're fighting against having a body. And
yeah,
what that's been doing is it's like, and I know you feel that, right? It's like you have this hatred towards the way that you look, but it's really more about the uncomfortability that you feel within being within this body, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I'm doing here is I'm taking a lot of that, I'm going to say resistance energy between you and your body that you've been fighting against for most of this reality, right? So mm-hmm. you can have a new space within your body. So you can have the ease within your body and even having a body. And you know what's interesting about that right there is I'm going to go back. It feels like about, I'm going to say 2 lifetimes ago. It feels like 2 lifetimes ago, there was something that, I'm going to pull all that through, something that was done to you that was very painful. And this is where you decided you never wanted to have a body again. Can you tell me, do you have an unexplained scar or pain in, it looks like, the left side of your body, hip area?
Yeah, I've always had problems with my hips.
Okay. And there's no reason why you should have issues with your hips? I mean, you're young, right? What are you, like 20?
Yeah, I'm 21, and I've been to so many doctors. I've gotten x-rays. I've gotten, like, arthrograms. I've gotten MRIs, everything. And they're like, nope, nothing's wrong with you. Like, everything is fine. And it seriously, it feels like arthritis, like really bad arthritis. And I've gone to so many doctors, and I'm so upset because they all tell me, no, nothing is wrong with you.
Yeah, I can feel that. I'm going to vortex that through. Feels like it's right in the, something happened to you. It feels like 2 lifetimes ago. I'm just going to go through that for you. Go through that. And we're just going to kind of go through the energy of that so we can release you karmically from that. Keep going. And it almost looks like kind of the vision that it looks like to me is it almost looks like your body was cut from, like, almost like your whole left leg was severed off, but it wasn't severed from the top of the leg. It was almost severed from, like, the hip through. So it looks like the whole, like, almost like the whole left side, right above your hip, was severed off. And there's a deep core. Pain in there, because it's almost like muscle memory. So I'm going to go all the way through that. And what that is doing is, it's like when that happened to you, you were alive for quite a while afterwards still. And you went to a place where you decided you never wanted to come back here again. It was almost like you were attacked or something. So everything, all of that is, and all the memories in and around all of that still. Let's just, I'm going to clear that right there first. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
They press, 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 they press. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. I'm going to vortex that through, vortex that through, vortex that through. And what I want to do is I want to put your being, I want to put your being out at that time. I want to put your being out in front of you right now. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to pull that pure positive life force energy from behind through the space in between into your body and being. And let's just do this for everyone. If you have anything, any of these core memories that are coming up right now as we talk about hers, because I feel like it's kind of like all of these people all over are kind of getting these core pictures. I want you to put those core pictures out in front of you. And we're gonna go ahead and pull pure positive life force energy from behind them, through the space in between, and we're gonna receive it into your body and being. Pulling and receiving, pulling and receiving, and pulling and receiving, and pulling and receiving, and pulling and receiving, and pulling and receiving. We're gonna let all that energy melt right there. And I just want you to receive it into your body and being, and all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through. And everywhere that you decided that you were going to resist having a body at that very moment, everything, all of that is right there, and all the form, structure, and significance in and around all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. We're going to vortex this through, and we're going to unhook all of that right there, and we're going to unhook that all the way down and all the way down and all the way down and all the way down. And so everywhere you decided that you don't want to have a body, that you can't have a body, that having a body is no fun, that having a body is something that is painful and you have to be in resistance of, right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Be prized, 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 be prized. More space, 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 more space. When would you say... look at this here. We're still going to pull and receive here. So as we're doing that, we're still pulling and receiving. So let's go ahead and send your being back gratitude, okay? Gratitude, 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 gratitude. We're going to send that back gratitude, and we're going to ask for your being to release all of the pain of having a body. All the way through, and 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 all the way through. And everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
They press, 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 they press. I'm just going to apply some healing here to that area to release the restrictions, to remove the karmic debt, to remove the karmic baggage. Healing that area completely, giving you space and ease. More space and ease, more space and ease, more space and ease, more space and ease. We're going to do that for every single one of us here on this call, everyone listening. More space and ease, more space and ease, more space and ease, more space and ease. And as we kind of vortex this through, I just want to talk for a minute here. So, you know, I like to look at pretty much anything that's going on in your life as really something that is, especially if you feel stuck in it, right? If you feel like, you know, I don't want this anymore and I can't change it, that's a key indicator to me that that is something that's coming from something you have no control over, right? And I'm going to go back to even here for you. This is like lifetimes and lifetimes of resistance of having a body. And somewhere, though, you made a plea, I'm going to say even. You know, you've had those times in your life where something happens and you beg and plead and say, please, you know, if this happens, I will, or you ask for something to happen, I guess, more than anything. I'm just looking at this for a second here. And for me, it looks like you asked to never have a body again. Yeah, that right there. And so when you ask to never have a body again, when you ask, when you beg and plead, especially of a higher power of some sort, you know, when you pray or when you ask someone to step in and help you, and you ask for something, what actually ends up happening is the universe responds with things to protect you from never having that happen again. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like for you, it's not just not having a body though. There's something else in there I can't quite get to the energy of. It's like you asked for that to never happen for you again. And what it looks like has happened, it's very interesting to me because what it looks like has happened is you have your being and then you have your body. And what looks like to me has happened is you almost have this like a layer of, I'm going to use demons for a better word. And you know, I know that a lot of times we think of demons as these bad things, but I'm going to tell you right now what a demon is a demon is an energy that is invoked into your universe from yourself. Okay. So like when I pray, if I pray to God and say, oh my gosh, I'm enduring so much pain. I never want to have a body again, right? What God does is God sends a being to you in the form of a demon. Because what a demon does is a demon will fulfill that, because whenever you get close to a demon energy, it's scary, right? And that's exactly what a demon's job is. So God gives you a demon and says, okay, this demon is going to make sure that you never have this, you have a body again. That right there. And all of the beings that you've hired to make sure that you never have a body again. And all of those, everything all of those are, can we choose to remove all of those from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you, can we just choose to destroy and uncreate all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate. Make null and void. Make null and void. Make null and void. Make null and void. Return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. So what it feels like to me, and I'm just going to mold this together here, is almost like you begged to never have a body again. And so you were given all of these beings to protect you from ever having a body again. And what it really feels like to me is you as a being have been almost hovering outside of your body. That right there, for probably this whole entire lifetime. I'm going to remove that all the way up, and I'm going to zip that up all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. I'm going to let them mold together. You know, we look at demons as like this bad thing, but really what a demon is it's just someone you hired. It's just someone you invoked in your universe to protect you from something that was hurting you. And it is scary when you get close to a demon energy, because what they're doing is they're protecting. This reality has convinced us that demons are bad and wrong because it's keeping you away from your deepest and darkest secrets. And that right there, everything, all of those are freedom, 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 freedom. Can we just choose to remove all of those from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish. Everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
And more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. I'm just going to settle that all the way through and all the way through. And all the way through, 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 and all the way through. Wow, interesting. The places that we're going here. I'm just going to kind of settle that all the way through, and all the way down, and all the way through, and all the way down. We have about 10 more minutes here, so I'm going to just go ahead and just really kind of mesh these together to give you some peace and ease in your body. Now, what this should really start creating for you, Madeline, is just some ease with having a body, which, and even greater than that, I mean, it's going to give you a new sense of you.
That right there. Mm-hmm.
Just settle that all the way in, and all the way in, and all the way in, and everything, all of that is right there. Everywhere you can't change this, everywhere you're not allowed to change this, everywhere you don't have the power over it. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
I'm just going to mesh that all together, mesh that all together, mesh that all together, giving you more space, more space, more space, more space. Now, this feels like the first layer on this for you. Can we do here to kind of solidify that right there? Let's just give that more space, more space, more space. I'm just going to go through here. Let's just clear anywhere that anywhere that you still don't have choice. I want to look at all the agreements that you're tied into with this, all the oaths, vows, commitments, commilities, fealties, agreements, swearings, binding, and bonded contracts, all the reciprocal agreements, incarnational agreements, signatories, all the golden agreements, golden handcuffs, divine agreements, sacred contracts, and billion-year agreements or contracts, all the alliances, allegiances, loyalties, safety clauses, protection clauses, plan and lessons, communication clauses, times a godzillion, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Pressy, 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 pressy. Overcant, send your cream, announce, announce, destroy, and uncreate, make null and void. Make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. All the auto install, auto reinstall, auto backup, auto put back, auto update systems, technologies, and magics, reinstatement clauses, collect the technologies, all the binds, double binds, triple binds, infinite. And all the signatories in and around all of this, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Revoker can't rescind your claim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. Now the Mobius strips quantum particulate, shiku implants, trifold sequencing systems underneath, around, intertangled, and interlocking in all of this. And everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
Revoker can't rescind your claim, renounce, denounce, destroy, non create, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void, make null and void. I'm just going to give you some peace and ease here, Madeline, so you can have some peace and ease with having a body, have some peace and ease with having you, molding the two together, giving you that space. It's like it, I can feel the loop right there. So whatever that is right there, that right there, yes. Everything that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
I choose that now.
There you go. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Madeline, what I would like you to do is start choosing having peace and ease in your body as a priority. I just did a 30 or a 21 day course. It's called Ending the I Don't Know, but it's really truly about getting into making choices for your mm-hmm. life. And what I want you to do, I'm gonna gift you that class for coming on here and being so brave and doing this for so many other people.
Oh my gosh.
Yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna sign you up for that class. And what I would like you to do is start choosing peace and ease in your body. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just cleared a whole bunch of new space. So what I want you to do is choose peace and ease in your body, because what this is going to become at this point is a reprogram. Okay. I just mm-hmm. released and removed a whole bunch of stuff from the being of who you are, like all of this like stuck old energy. So what we want to do is we want to fill that with peace and ease, but that also includes getting out of your head and getting into your body and really replacing all of that with peace and ease. So mm-hmm. I'm going to sign you up for that course, but starting today, what I want you to do is I want you to really state out loud, I am choosing to have peace and ease in my body. Universe, bring me peace and ease in my body. Okay. And then I want you to just like take some nice deep breaths and really feel, you know, when you put that out there, I'm choosing to have peace and ease in my body. Universe, bring me peace and ease in my body. What that's going to do is it's going to deliver that energy that you're looking for to have that peace and ease in your body.
Okay.
So we're just going to kind of let this vortex through. I'm so grateful that you came on and you shared your story, and really, this is just going to be the beginning of this transformation for you, because I feel like we took a lot of the solidification out, a lot of the places where you were stuck with that not having a choice about your body. So now it's going to be actively choosing to have the peace and ease so you can release that. Well, you have released kind of that fight against having a body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I already feel like so much lighter
awesome.
Than even just an hour ago.
Yay! Exciting. I'm just going to vortex this in and give you more space, give you more space, give you more space. I'm super grateful that you joined me today, and we're running out of time here. So thank you. And thank you for the gift that you just gave so many other people. I think that's probably the deepest that I've ever been able to do clearings on the show. So thank you. Thank you for coming and for emailing me. And really, if anybody else would like to reach out to me, please feel free to do so. You can join me on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. Reach out to me. let me know if you would like to be a guest or if you would like to take a program or something and you need require some assistance, just let me know. I would love to help you. I appreciate you all. I love the feedback that I'm getting right now. And thank you so much, Madeline, for joining me. I'm grateful for you. So thank you all for
listening. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. And thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you, Madeline.
Yep.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.